Hello, hello. Tyler Brighton here. Hope everything's going well. I talked way too much about Collision. It was fun, but it's over. But there was one thing that stuck out to me. Well, many things that stuck out to me, but one thing in particular that was really fascinating, and it was the public was bought by Neil Patel Digital. They're saying by Uber Suggest. And if you don't know Neil, here's a little video of him. I'll actually go to the YouTube video. I'm not sure what's going on here, to be honest with this video. Good. Neil is sort of, I would say, a legendary digital marketer. There was a time and a few years ago, if you typed any query online, he was in the top five search engine results. A lot of conflicting opinions on him, but overall, he knows what he's doing. He's seen a lot of data. He's proven that he has some credibility by the performance of his own website domains. And he was actually at Collision. I didn't get to see him speak, but I got to see his team do a masterclass. And this is where this sort of information that Answer the Public had been bought by them. And I thought this was a really interesting topic just because I'm a huge fan of Answer the Public, and sometimes there's lots of great tools out there to understand keyword data, SEMrush, Ahrefs, Google Keyword Planner itself, ton of other things that are popping up, but sometimes Answer the Public has just been a little bit more of a tool to sort of give that initial brainstorm on what people might be searching around specific queries, topics, and then that helps you generate an idea for maybe a little bit more hardcore research on keywords that you're looking for. So one thing I noticed, had the What's New, they didn't really posted too much, but then you can now see here is the Answer the Public is now part of the Uber Suggest family, which is Neil Patel, and you know, some reasons why. So basically, it seems like there may have been some stalling of maybe development here. It doesn't seem like there was too much going on. I'm not sure if there was a distressed purchase here, but overall, you've got, you know, Neil's face on this thing, and now there is an opportunity for them to continue to grow and maybe innovate on the technology and then merge with the data and then the work that that they do here. So I'll just do psychedelic because that's actually, you know, let's do, you know, that's what I usually do. Well, let's be a little bit different. So it's popping up here. You can see, okay, here we go. Uber Suggest, everything's already, Neil's got a very good way to add offers in and stuff into his website pieces here. But generally, this is what Answer the Public is doing. So you're typing in that, and then it's breaking it down into different ideas. So like the where, the which, the how. And so you can see, now that I know that sentiment analysis is the root keyword or phrase, I can now see all the variations of people that are people are looking for online. Now, it doesn't give you keyword intent or search volume or things like that, but at the core level, this is a really good way if you want to write about search sentiment analysis or create content on it to then answer, to see popular ones and then create valuable content around it, nest the content in different articles, link it, and build a very comprehensive resource for sentiment analysis. There's a couple other ways too, sort of prepositions. Yeah, so you can see breaking it down into almost different, like, sort of grammatical categorizations of the theme or the keyword or phrase that then you do. Even what are they comparing it? So what is sentiment analysis versus emotion analysis? Now, I've always ended up almost breaking my neck reading Answer the Public, but overall, a really good way to get some more ideas and brainstorming around the content or competitive analysis or understanding. So I know if I'm doing an article on an AI company and I'm looking at sentiment analysis, I know that people are looking at sentiment analysis versus topic modeling, create content around that, et cetera, et cetera. And then you've got it also done in alphabeticals. They've given ways to download the images for it. And yeah, just sort of overall, a nice way to look at keywords and phrases in a different manner than some of the other tools. A little bit more visual and even sometimes more stimulating from a brainstorming effect. There are a couple ways that people are using it. Consumer research being a big one, obviously understanding what people are searching for, how they're searching for it, then building out those buckets and then sort of monitoring over time. Content marketing, as I mentioned, if you can figure out what people are looking for and then how they're looking for it, it's much easier to create valuable content around there. And then the SEO part, obviously, if you're trying to build content around high intent valuable search queries, this kind of data helps you be able to do that and making sure that you're lining up with the searches that are coming through. Maybe you take this data, you plug it into something like SEMrush, and then you you start to find the more the intent, the volume, the competition level, and see if it's a worthwhile opportunity. So at a core level, huge fan of Answer the Public. I was surprised to see this sort of acquisition here, and just sort of came out of nowhere. Just was dropped in the middle of that in the middle of this masterclass at Collision. But I did think it was sort of a fascinating look at companies that maybe are on the digital marketing, who are continually buying software, who have access to data, who are looking to get more of that information, more of that data, and then create you know, valuable solutions, services, and products. So you can see that this is going to, first of all, Neil Patel Digital moving into Canada, becoming one of the fastest growing global agencies. And then now you're seeing with Answer the Public, the span of keywords, backlinks, the countries that are included, and then the opportunity that Answer the Public then creates for the digital ecosystem, especially on that data analysis and visualization capabilities. Again, I do think this is a little bit of a beginner tool in some ways, but also lends you to then the more advanced analysis or more refined analysis for prioritizing content and then creating it. And again, just a very interesting that Neil Patel bought this. Here's Uber Suggest. I did type in psychedelic, you know me, on this one, and you can see some of the volume. And so this is a little bit more of that data that I was talking about. If you start from Answer the Public, you find some terms, then you end up here. You can now start to see some of these other insights that are valuable and worthwhile. And overall, you would love to hear just your thoughts on Answer the Public, on this acquisition. If you had heard about this, this was pretty silent under the radar, so not exactly sure what was happening. And if there are any other tools that you like in this space. So these are a little bit different, but I've really enjoyed exploding topics. Just a couple points at the end here. And then I've also, so just sort of visualizing and finding trends that are exploding through generally what seems like Google Trends, but sort of displaying it a little bit different way and allowing you to very quickly see things that are growing at a rapid speed. And then also SparkTor, who was created by Rand Fishkin, who was the CEO and co-founder of Moz before Xing on that. And then also finding sort of audience data, visualizing it in different ways, and you can see sort of breaking from some of the constraints of traditional programs like Google Ads and search queries and Facebook data to find some more valuable information on like what are people, if my audience is this is what they look for, etc. So that's really it. I wanted to, that's all I got today. Showed you a little bit of Answer the Public. Definitely worthwhile checking out. Still being used live even after this acquisition. So that's a great thing to see. And now you know a little bit more about Neil Patel, Uber Suggest, the relationship there, the weird YouTube videos, all the fun stuff that goes along with that. So thank you again for checking this out. Send me a message if you have any thoughts or anything you're interested in this regards. Appreciate you as always for checking this out. If you are, if you have any more ideas for me, send me a message. I'll make content that you want to see. I'll do the best I possibly can, I promise. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.